guys, what's up? We're day one update. My name is Kakamal. I'm joined by my two friends here as usual.
Hi, I'm Air.
I'm Kulthar.
And today we are going to be doing a patch on E3. So we're going to be talking about our hopes going towards E3. Hopes and dreams
E3 2019.
2019
right.
E3.
Few months away.
Yeah, without Sony.
Did you say months?
Next month! A few weeks away.
It's literally in like 2 weeks.
It's less than 2 weeks.
A few months away.
All right. I thought we were in April still. I don't know why.
Yeah, but E3 is coming up in 2 weeks. What are the confirmed conferences? We have Microsoft, we have Bethesda, we have Ubisoft.
We have them random right behind you, actually. So
it's behind me, so you say it.
Well, Microsoft, Bethesda, and I believe that says Devolver.
Devolver's
confirmed. Devolver on Sunday, and then... Yeah.
Nintendo, obviously.
Nintendo on the 10th. Yeah. Sorry, on the Tuesday with their direct in the morning. And before that, there's the PC gaming conference, which is AMD and AMD. Epic Games as well. Mm-hmm. Sponsoring that. There's limited run games, which is going to be a small thing. Ubisoft and Square Enix. So,
like every typical E3,
except for one big notable missing conference.
Yeah.
EA.
Yeah.
EA. Yeah. Of course.
Sony is taking a pass this year.
Surprisingly, Bethesda is confirmed.
Yeah.
Like, what do you have to show?
Okay, so EA backed out, probably for the best, because they very rarely have anything to show worthwhile.
Other than new sports games.
Bethesda. Mm-hmm. Like, you just came off of Fallout 76.
Is EA confirmed to back out?
Yeah.
I heard rumors that we're getting a EA Direct.
It's possible, but
EA is still having their EA Play thing at E3, so their booth's there, but they're not going to have a press conference.
Yeah. So, basically, I'm expecting the same thing for Sony. No conference, but I expect a Sony State of Play around that time. They just haven't confirmed it because it's weird. Nintendo, they usually cold drop their directs, like, hey, we're having a direct tomorrow, we're having a direct in 2 days. But for E3, they always tell it a month in advance to
it's the same time.
So get the press ready, get everybody prepped, get everybody prepared. There's gonna be a Treehouse live event. But if Sony's first essentially E3 direct, if they're just going to cold drop it a day in advance, I hope it's like scheduled at a proper time, like a convenient
time.
They
would have to release a press hearing being like, hey, listen, we got a thing coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But but who knows how far in advance they're going to do that. Because remember, the past two State of Plays, they did not have a whole lot of...
What if they did it right in the middle of the Xbox conference?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. That would be... I don't think anyone would be happy with that.
Yeah, no. That's enough of a bad play. That would be ballsy, but that's not a good play.
It'd be funny. It's like if Xbox is showing off their system, right? And they announce next year, $599, right? And right then, Sony drops...
intro of their state of play, $499.
Yeah, $499.
We know... This is going back, but we know for sure, something was leaked about the Microsoft press conference.
We know some details about Halo. Mm-hmm. Do you want me to talk about the leaks?
I'll just say this one thing. Okay. So like,
very, very, very friendly of the leaks.
No, it's not. It's like, massive.
Be
careful.
Mindful of leaks. You mean?
Mindful, they are going to show the console. They are going to talk about the console.
Interesting.
Right.
Interesting.
Is this confirmed or are these your guesses?
This is from. Someone leaked it, right? Or someone talked about like the schedule of the E3 conference. I don't know too much about it. I avoided reading it, but this was one of the big things.
I want to keep things a surprise for myself as well.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Really? There's a first.
Yeah. You want me to say it then?
You know what? Okay, so, fine. Anybody who wants to
give us a hint.
Anybody who wants to keep E3 a surprise, kind of come back to this later.
But it's just they're gonna talk about it, but they're not gonna show it.
Mm. Yeah, that,
they're not gonna fully show the console.
Just like what they did with the Xbox One X.
Sony.
Just like Sony's gonna.
Microsoft? The PlayStation 4 was not announced, or they announced it. They talked about it, but they didn't show it until their PSX. No,
that's what I'm saying. Just like they did with the Xbox One X.
No, Xbox One.
Yeah, they're like, hey, listen, we have Scorpion, right? We'll show you next year.
I know. When you said Xbox One X, I just assumed the big old PVR thing.
So this year they're just gonna confirm its existence.
What's wrong with you? So anyways,
this year they're just going to confirm its existence, basically.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which,
and there's other things that were announced, but I'm not going to talk about those because, I want to keep that for a surprise myself.
Yes. Okay. Hopes and dreams, guys.
What do you guys... So you guys want to go with this guy conference by conference, or do you just want to go all in one?
Sure. Let's do conference by conference. That makes sense.
Yeah. So Microsoft, what are you guys hoping from it? I'm like the biggest
Microsoft guy.
We're starting off big. Hey, Microsoft.
Microsoft is not ever the one I'm...
Microsoft is not the first one.
Microsoft's the biggest one for me.
Yeah. Microsoft's not the one I particularly care for the most because I've never had an Xbox console. Mm-hmm. But given the absence of Sony, I am surprisingly looking forward to this the most because it's going to be the place to congregate all the third-party titles.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm expecting Great Rune, which is the rumored George R. Martin cross FromSoft game. I'm expecting details of Halo, which you know some people are going to love, which I don't particularly care for. And I really want there to be a really, I just want there to be a big blowout of now that Sony's not here, just gonna bombard you with all these trailers, all these third-party trailers. Like Devil May Cry 5 was announced last year. That was like my favorite E3 reveal of last year. I'm expecting more of that.
So you're looking more forward to third-party games.
Third-party, 100%.
Okay.
Although Xbox 2 details would be nice. Yeah. Of course.
What about you, Air?
Microsoft, Xbox, Phil Spencer. This is their time to take on Sony, right? Unfortunately, it's not going to happen, right? Because they have to get ready for next year's E3, right, to show off the competition to the PlayStation 5.
Do you think they'll talk about Nintendo at the Microsoft stage?
Maybe. Right? It's weird. Xbox is in a weird spot right now because they have all these studios, but they can announce a game or two to hide us over till the next E3, but they can't announce too much because they need to do that for the next E3 for the launch titles for the next system, right?
Or if they do another Inside Xbox later this year.
It's weird. I don't know actually what Microsoft can do.
What first-party titles would you like to see?
Let me finish my point, okay? the last two E3s, we didn't get much from Microsoft, right? Just like we got studios, right? And Game Pass. So we're probably going to see more Game Pass and stuff, right? Now, hopes and dreams. This is what I want to get into, right? Halo, obviously, I want a new IP, right? You have all these studios, show me something new, right? Mm-hmm. I want at least one new game, right? It's coming out. Don't do another Scalebound, right? I want maybe some Nintendo partnership. I want... talk about the Azure partnership with Sony. Maybe.
I don't know if they can.
Maybe they can, but maybe... possibly? Well, you know, don't talk about it necessarily about Sony, but talk about what they're going to do with it, right? What cloud features are they going to do? They're going to announce new systems. They have a diskless system coming out, right?
No, well, technically it's out right now. But
is it out right now?
Xbox One S All Digital Edition. It came out, I want to say, a month ago?
Okay, so yeah. So we're probably going to get like revisions or whatever to talk about that, right? But I want something new. I want something juicy. This is your chance, Microsoft, to come out and be like, yo, listen, Sony's not here, but we are.
Your biggest enemy is not there.
Right? Yeah,
this is your chance.
This is your chance.
Mm-hmm. Right? Don't blow it.
What about you?
I have a lot of hopes.
No dreams?
So we know that Halo's definitely going to make an appearance. That's been confirmed. The head of 343 is going to be on stage to talk about Halo. So last year they gave a tech demo on their Slipspace engine, the new engine that 343 made. That was literally just a tech demo for the engine.
I want a new Forza game.
I'm going to get to that. So the thing is, this year they're having the CEO on the stage, and usually when they have the CEO on stage, it's an info dump. It's going to be a massive info dump on Halo 6, along with gameplay, along with the story details and mechanics of the game. So that's going to be a big part of the CT conference.
Halo Infinity.
Halo Infinite. Yeah, they're dropping the numbers now. It's just the Halo Infinite. That's going to be a huge thing for me because they are also saying they're going back to the original style of Halo. So they're going back to its roots. And they're also adding new stuff too. So like, I want to see what that stuff is. I want to see if it's good, if they're building on the mistakes from Halo 5 and Halo 4, such as the amazing multiplayer in Halo 5, but the lackluster story, and the amazing story in Halo 4, but the lackluster multiplayer.
Yeah.
Right? I want to see what their middle ground is between those two.
Oh, you know what? There's something else I want. I want Phil Spencer to come out wearing a Smash Brothers shirt just to troll Sony. Just for their crossplay stuff.
Done talking.
I want Phil Spencer to wear something like really scathing that's like some sort of dig at Sony. That'd be great.
I also want to see Halo, not Halo, Xbox's old like star games like Gears of War. I want to see something new with that, but something better than Gears of War 4.
Or the Pop Funko Gears of War.
Yeah, something better. But that was just like a teaser, and then they had the actual Gears after. So yeah, it wasn't like...
Yeah. Well, so yeah, we are going to... Oh, wow. We're going to see Halo and Gears?
There is... Gears is a possibility of being there.
We have to, because...
Yeah.
That game didn't come out, I just realized.
But mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. Have they ever done a Halo Gears E3?
What do you mean?
Well, last year it's usually
Halo, then the next time is Gears.
Last year they announced Gears, yeah, and then they announced
Halo.
They had Halo as well.
Oh my god.
So this year is going to be the info dump for both of them.
Mm.
Right?
Okay.
And I also, like, so we know that they bought 5 studios. So they have Undead Labs, Playground Games, which makes Forza Horizon, and Ninja Theory.
It's
and
weird. They Compulsion didn't own them before.
It's like Insomniac and Naughty Dog. They weren't always owned by Sony and stuff.
And I remember reading something that they will have something to show. I'm not sure if all studios will have something to show, but they might have something to show.
The thing with Forza, I would hold off on that for the the next Xbox.
But Forza Playground Games saying they're making a game that's not a racing game. An open world game that's not a racing game.
Ooh.
So it's
open world game that's not a racing game.
Because Playground Games, they make Forza Horizon, which is an open world game. But
what else have they made other than Forza?
Their main games are Forza Horizon.
Have they never made anything other than Forza?
I don't think they made anything else other than that. So it'll be interesting because Forza Horizons is a great open world game. For what it is, it's a great game.
What if they make a plane game?
So we'll see what they're going to... They might have something to show this year. We'll see. We don't know if it's going to be a new Forza Horizon. It could be a teaser or it could be a brand new game, which would be interesting.
I want to see a new game.
We also have their big Microsoft baby, the Initiative, the new studio that in Santa Monica that Microsoft created.
That I don't even remember that.
Like, what's it? I'm gonna tell you.
Would you wait?
So was this announced like at another E3 or something?
Yeah, okay. They talked about it. So it was announced, I think, last year or the year before or something. I don't know. But it was their brand new Santa Monica studio called The Initiative, which is headed by Daryl Gallagher, the former chief of Crystal Dynamics, who spearheaded the reboot of Tomb Raider. Right? And they also have a few other AAA staff members in the company as well. I forgot who they were, but I remember it was talked about. So I want to see what they're going to show. And we know for sure it's going to be a new IP.
Oh. Right? I want many new IPs.
Yeah.
So this is the first, like, I want there to be, like, less, I don't want to say generic, but more variants with Microsoft's IPs. Because we see a lot of that with Sony. A lot of Sony's IPs and big console pushes are very different from each other. Like, Last of Us, very different from Ghost of Tsushima, very different from Spider-Man PS4. But Microsoft and...
That was very anticlimactic.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting this loud spike in the audio.
No, I'm not dumb.
But Microsoft, for me, has never had the most interesting IPs. Like, they had Master Chief and Phoenix from Gears of War, and they're all kind of samey, I guess. I want there to be something so vastly different that makes me like, oh, they're going the Sony route where they're having, like, very different IPs.
Yeah. So we'll see. Hopefully Initiative has something to show, but I doubt they're going to show too much because I'm pretty sure their game is going to be a next-gen game for Xbox, the next Xbox.
Yeah, like I said, it's a weird situation.
Yeah.
And you know what? I just realized EA is not showing up, so Microsoft's conference is probably going to be the one where there's going to be the big sports stuff. A lot of talk about FIFA. A lot of talk about...
Hey, I don't think it's going to take center stage, though. This is the E3 of hopes and dreams, okay? We do not talk about that. Okay.
I'm having nightmares of it. That's a dream.
It's going to be definitely exciting to see what the Initiative has to show and whatever new IPs they're going to have. And I know that they might take some time to talk about Master Chief Collection with some dev updates. They have been doing dev updates online.
We're probably going to see more PC compatibility.
Yeah, so we're going to see. I know it got delayed, I think, for PC. But
I might be wrong, but I think Phil Spencer is coming to the PC gaming conference the following day, so there might actually be a lot to that.
Hopefully they do something with crossplay. We'll see.
We'll see.
It'll be exciting. But those are definitely the big things. And then we have the third party games.
Right? Yeah.
So we have Cyberpunk possibly making an appearance there. We have
I forgot about Cyberpunk. Oh my god.
We were talking about Cyberpunk like literally half an hour ago.
Everyone just raises their hands. Yeah, Cyberpunk is probably going to make an appearance at Microsoft.
It has to. Nowhere else. Well, actually, no. PC gaming. Possibly PC gaming. I feel like that's too small of a stage.
Definitely. Cyberpunk.
It's too small of a stage.
We'll have a trailer of some sort at the Microsoft press conference.
Okay. Right?
And other third party games as well. Like, I don't know. I can't
even. So that's Microsoft. Moving on.
Bethesda. All I really care about is...
That's not where I wanted to move on to.
Well, Bethesda, is that the next one?
Yeah, that's the
next
same
one. Day. The next
one. Okay. Bethesda, all I really care about is there to be heckling from the crowd around Fallout 76. That's all I care about.
Fallout 76, probably some new stuff about that, maybe. I think, highly doubt it, but they will be.
I think they're just going to ignore it, pretend it never happened.
Rage 2.
Rage 2 again, though.
Some,
but like,
it came out, yeah. But they might some new DLC or whatever. Some shit.
Well, yeah. They don't have much to say on the Fallout aspect of things, so they might ride on the goodwill of
Fallout. I feel like they might not talk about Fallout at all.
Yeah,
just sweep it under the rug, right? And they might talk about their new IP.
I think what Elder Scrolls Online is going to have, as usual, is always going to have an appearance. They're going to talk about numbers and whatever news coming to Elder Scrolls Online. A new IP, such as Starfield or whatever the heck it's
Starfield,
called,
yeah.
That might have some sort of story trailer.
Yeah, because they said the game was playable at last year's E3, but they weren't ready to show anything off. It's been a year.
Yeah, we know for sure the next Elder Scrolls has
nothing. Yeah, they said that we had nothing. That's all they had.
They're going to have nothing. They just have the title.
People got excited for nothing.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that would be a great way to sweep Fallout under the rug by showing some Elder Scrolls off.
It's just, okay, I want to make a bet with you guys. Do you think they're going to talk about Fallout 76 at all during this event? Do you think they're going to...
The only thing they could possibly do for Fallout 76 is if they show a brand new facelift to the game with a new structure.
Like a realm reborn for Fallout 76. Okay.
That's the only, that's how Final Fantasy 14 fixed itself.
Do you think that's going to happen? Facelift.
That's the only way I see them rebranding this game. And possibly have it at E3 to show off, but
I feel like whatever money they made off the game, they made off the game, and now they're done with it.
Yeah, that's my idea too. But the only way they'll show it at E3 is they have something like that in the bag.
They're not thinking more cost. We might get new IPs, right? We might get something else, right? We might get a new Fallout game, right?
We're talking about them as a developer here, but what about just a publisher? Like, what about their games that they publish?
Doom's
gonna be a big presence.
Doom Eternal. Yeah,
that'll probably be the star of the show. They also have, what's the Quake Heroes?
Yeah.
Is Quake. That still being developed?
Yeah. And there's also, what's it called?
We might get some Stadia information during that conference.
Oh yeah, maybe. We might get some Stadia information. That's right. I completely forgot.
Speaking of which, Stadia's not doing anything, right?
No, I mean, they had their thing last month.
Now would be a good time to show off some schemes and pricing and,
you know, it might be through Bethesda or other conferences, but not pricing, I don't think.
One thing I'm hoping for is maybe a Dishonored type of thing.
Another
but Dishonored 2 is kind of not as good as Dishonored 1, so I don't know. But I'm still excited. I still could be excited for another Dishonored. But yeah, I don't really.
Know the Thief series, is that Bethesda?
I have no idea. It's Arcane Studios or something, isn't it? Maybe I'm not sure.
Anyways, is there anything else that Bethesda does?
Game.
Prey 2 maybe.
The big
that could be good.
Yeah, Prey was popular.
Yeah, Prey was popular.
Yeah, like I said, we might get a callback for an old game.
Thief was by Square Enix.
Published by Square. Probably Enix. Another Wolfenstein.
Probably. Probably.
That could be good.
I don't know if that.
Right, it's been a little while.
The two things of BJ's two daughters, was that a DLC thing, a DLC mini game Old Blood?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cool. Okay, actually, now that I think about it, they have some stuff to talk about. If we get another Wolfenstein, if they show off their new IP, they could talk about Doom Eternal.
But the big part is them being a publisher more than a developer, I'm guessing, at this
point. This will be their, not their core.
Okay. Next is Devolver. I don't know.
Which we don't need to talk about. It's just going to be something stupid whatever.
Last year, they announced only one game. They had one game trailer, and the rest of it was just half hours of Devolver.
But they do direct, right?
They're Eric Andre-esque jokes.
It's a pre-recorded thing.
Yeah, pre-recorded. Yeah.
So we're done with that PC gaming show.
There's gonna be obviously a big Epic game. This because it's sponsored by them.
Yep. PC gaming is gonna be a lot bigger than it was before because the last ones were kind of small.
AMD's also coming.
Yeah, and AMD just announced their new stuff as well.
Isn't this belonging to AMD? I think isn't this whole show AMD's own thing?
I don't know.
They,
I think
it makes sense because AMD just announced their new CPUs.
Yeah,
the 3000 series or whatever it's called.
They're not only that, CPUs. They're in charge of the new generation of consoles, right? So we could be getting some hints for the next consoles there as well.
I don't think so because it's not PC gaming.
But they'll show something about their new maybe a new their new gen graphics card or something like that. Maybe.
Possibly. Yeah. Borderlands maybe on PC gaming show.
Maybe.
probably, yeah, more likely on there than Microsoft. What's next?
We'll get a lot of random PC games.
Yeah. Ubisoft is next.
Oh my God, Ubisoft.
Yeah,
Ubisoft. However you say it. What do you mean? What are they doing? They're doing Beyond Good and Evil.
Oh yeah.
So Beyond Good and Evil is probably gonna make an appearance. Hopefully, it's something better than what it was last year.
It might. Honestly, I'm.
What do you mean something better than what it was last year?
That was just a CG trailer.
Last year was basically a small CG trailer with them asking people to develop stuff for them.
And I want to see more. This is the time.
I want to see something. We saw nothing of the gameplay. Gameplay has to be a thing. Also, we didn't talk about Star Wars Fallen Order. Probably Microsoft.
Yeah, that's EA.
Yeah, no, but probably Microsoft stage.
Microsoft stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also. Are we talking about Ubisoft right now?
Yeah.
There's also possibly a new Assassin's Creed being made for it.
It's true.
So there's some hints that it's going to be in Rome. So it might show something or announcement.
Okay.
For
but the they new were Assassin's they Creed. Just did one in Greece.
I know, but Greece and Rome are pretty similar in architecture. Okay.
But like Rome is like the less cool Greece.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Miyamoto's gonna show off. he's been at the last two.
He's gonna make another appearance. I would not mind a staple of like, all right, this is the new tradition. Miyamoto shows up on Ubisoft stage.
Their relationship is probably
gonna be a new Rayman's game and him popping up being like, hey, Rayman's.
Yeah,
maybe
for what? Like,
I don't know. Rayman wears a Mario hat.
Donkey Kong and Switch. Rayman.
Sure, yeah. Exclusive for Switch. Why not?
And he shows up like, hey, look, Switch.
his involvement has gone down for the past few years, so I expect it to be even less. So, like, first one is, hey, here's an actual Mario game, like, made by Ubisoft. The second one is his Star Fox little toy cameo thing. Then now it's just going to be Rayman has a Mario hat, and that's it.
Yeah, they had the Rayman the crossover game with Mario, right?
You think the Rabbits. Yeah, Rabbits. Yeah.
And there could be a sequel?
Oh yeah,
it did sell pretty well.
It did do pretty good, right? Yeah. And it's a fun game.
Yeah,
and that could be an appearance for them. And Splinter Cell, I completely forgot about that.
There is
a possibility of a new Splinter Cell.
That's right.
I'm down for another Splinter Cell game. Let's reboot the series or continue it on or something.
They said four IPs, one of the which is the Ghost Recon thing that was announced a little while ago.
What is it called?
Wildlands.
No, Wildlands is the first one.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Breakpoint, something like that?
It's something. But there are three other IPs. Were those three other IPs that they were prepping new IPs or existing IPs?
I don't remember. I don't know.
But yeah, Ubisoft does have stuff planned. Yeah,
Ubisoft's always got stuff planned.
Possibly there has been some rumoring or murmuring about a new Watch Dogs, right?
Possible.
Yes.
Possible.
They could also do another, what was that, a For Honor. They could do another For Honor.
Yeah, that hopefully.
That's got a pretty big following now.
It has a good following now, yeah.
Yeah, it got revived after like a little bit of a lull.
They fixed Rainbow Siege.
Rainbow Siege is huge now.
Rainbow Six Siege.
Yeah,
so they'll probably talk about that, right? A new season of whatever's to come, or maybe a new Rainbow Six Siege game, possibly, right?
Okay, so I just pulled it up. Oh my God, I completely forgot. There are so many leaks in the past year or so about Watch Dogs 3 happening in London. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That's probably going to be a thing. Mm-hmm. But the IP thing was, it's just three AAA IPs other than the Ghost Recon.
Yeah, I really hope they do good by Watch Dogs because I really like the concept of it.
Does that mean no Assassin's Creed?
No, I don't think so.
Honestly, that's fine because
they have like four studios.
Yeah. Watch Dogs 2 apparently was amazing. Like Watch Dogs 2 was.
Watch Dogs 2 is better than Watch Dogs 1. And
Watch Dogs 2 was the Assassin's Creed 2 to Watch Dogs 1. This is how it was explained to me.
But it kind of felt weird, but yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to a new Watch Dogs if they do it properly. Mm-hmm. Far Cry, I don't know if they're going to show a new one. Because they just did a small update to Far Cry 5. The
post-apocalyptic one? That's out?
Yeah, that came out this year. Or last year or something. I forgot what it was called. But it was like what Blood Dragon was to Far Cry 3.
Okay.
Right? And
because people were confused if that was a game or not.
It was a game. Oh. It's like Blood Dragon. You bought Blood Dragon separately, right?
Oh, yeah.
It looked a lot like Rage. That was the one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. It was more colorful.
Post-apocalyptic,
It was more like lighthearted compared to Far Cry 5. Mm-hmm. So they could show some teaser to a new Far Cry, but like people aren't really too excited for Far Cry anymore. Yeah.
Maybe give it some time.
If they change it up, then maybe.
I feel like they may have learned that Assassin's Creed needed some time and it came back strong, right? Mm. So maybe they're going to put Far Cry on hold for a bit.
Maybe.
Right? I need more Beyond Good and Evil.
Yeah, we'll probably see some more Beyond Good and Evil. Definitely, because that's the biggest hype of Ubisoft, right?
Yeah, over the last 2 years.
Just more than just Joseph Gordon-Levitt showing up on stage to be like, hey, design some assets for us.
Yep. So what's next? What do we got next?
Square Nintendo. Enix. Oh, yeah, Square Enix.
Square Enix. They have a pre-recorded direct type thing, right?
Yeah.
It's either that or...
They do the live panels.
Yeah, the long radio show where sometimes they have really good info. That's why we always have it running in the background. But
do we have any idea how long this thing is going to be?
I think last year's was half hour.
Yeah, around there.
And last year's, they didn't do much. Like, they had a variant of whatever Kingdom Hearts 3 trailer they released on Xbox's stage, but there wasn't a whole lot to that, if I remember correctly.
So we know Final Fantasy VII.
Final Fantasy VII, yeah. If Sony doesn't have their sneak, cold drop direct or state of play, Final Fantasy VII is going to happen on Square Enix, because there's no way it's going to happen on Microsoft, because the end of the Sony direct was more news coming in June. They wouldn't advertise Xbox's conference.
Yeah, so Final Fantasy VII is going to make an appearance, maybe some new stuff, because that's what else do they have on the Final Fantasy VII that's been carried over from the last few directs, right?
Well, they could do more remasterings.
Because the main thing was from last year was Kingdom Hearts 3 stuff, which is out now.
Yeah.
Now the only thing
and the year before that was 15.
Could we get a Kingdom Hearts 3 DLC?
Maybe. We could get details for that, because we do know it's called Kingdom Hearts 3 Remind, and we have some like light details on it, so... That's actually a good possibility.
Oh, hold on. Stop. Rewind. Hopes and dreams for Ubisoft.
We just talked about Ubisoft.
No. We talked about what we expected. We talked about what we expected. What do you guys want?
That's what I want from them. I don't care particularly, because Ubisoft isn't the most interesting
publisher for me. Really? They're like the best conference of the last like 2-3 years.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Aren't they the Just Dance guys?
Last year, they were probably the most excited conference.
Yeah. You need to go back and watch this stuff.
What did they do last year?
Last year was, they announced, was it the new Assassin's Creed or something? They announced a few new things.
Yeah.
That was way more new stuff than any other studio.
Wasn't it good for Ubisoft, though? I don't know. I'll look it up. But
what do you mean good for you? Obviously, it was good for Ubisoft.
No, but like not good in general. Like
No, over the last 2 years, Ubisoft's had the best conferences.
It was one of the best conferences. It was better than Sony's conference last year.
Oh, well, Sony's conference last year was barely a conference. Yeah.
So anything new you guys want? Anything you hoping
something
for?
New. Something new, something fresh. I wouldn't mind it, like another small game, like Child of Light or
But man, they're not making a sequel for that.
But anything small like that, like a small.
So from their artsy studio.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Because they do have a huge like indie game type of game studio, right? They make a lot of indie type of games, so I'll be excited for that.
Definitely. Unravel 2 was announced last year, where the chicken was wigging out.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
But that's not what you guys want.
No,
that's what we're expecting. Okay, what do you guys want?
But like, I want something to make me care about Ubisoft. That's all I want.
A new type of game would be pretty cool. A new IP, because they haven't had a new IP in a while. If I
think Beyond Good and Evil, I think that's it.
Yeah, but gameplay from Beyond Good and Evil.
That's not a new IP though.
It's not. Yeah. Yeah, I want a new IP.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a new. I don't know if I could say open world, but that's their bread and butter.
I don't want open world, because I'm kind of like, if it's not an open world Ubisoft game, then that will make me interested. True. Because it's something different.
I want a very hard hitting story from Ubisoft.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I want a new IP, a hard hitting story game.
I want all these companies to do exactly what Sony did with like Last of Us and Horizon and like all these single player focused games. Like, it doesn't have to be open world.
Horizon was open world.
Yeah. I know, it doesn't have to be open world, but as long as it's, like, single-player focused, as long as it's, like, forget the focus on, like, social media or, like, linking your Twitch.
Whereas for Bethesda, I want an open world game. Right? So, all right, now back to Square Enix.
Honestly, have Final Fantasy VII, I'm happy.
A new game, maybe?
New hopes and dreams, man.
I think, well, all their new games will probably be published, like Tomb Raider stuff.
Tomb Raider's done.
Okay.
Is it?
What are we expecting from them?
Final Fantasy VII, I'm expecting, and that's exactly what I want the most out of
them. I think we might see a new Deus Ex.
Possibly.
Right?
Who makes Deus Ex? Eidos
Montreal. Eidos.
Eidos Montreal, Eidos. Right?
They didn't go out of business or anything, right?
Nope.
Okay. They're also, they made Thief as well.
Yeah,
it was right in front of me. I just saw it.
Okay. I don't know if there's something near related would be nice. Nier Automata was very successful for them, like blowing past expectations.
What's going on with that studio they announced? That artsy studio that they made too.
Oh yeah, didn't they make a new studio or something like that?
I'll have to go back and rewatch it, but I'm not sure what you guys are talking about.
New.
What else we got? You want from Square Enix? Another Hitman. I'm down for another Hitman. I feel like it's time. Another Hitman. Then these are also published by them.
Maybe an Octopath Traveler related, like sequel or spinoff or something.
Luminous Productions.
Luminous?
Yeah, Luminous Productions.
Oh, no, that's shut down. That was Tabata's thing, remember?
Okay, this is from March 2018, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that was the thing Tabata was heading because of Luminous Engine, and then it ended up sinking like millions of dollars, so they just nixed it. Probably not something from that.
No, probably not.
Nope.
Do you expect a new Final Fantasy game?
No.
Final Fantasy VII will be their new Final Fantasy game.
Yeah. Like you know how Capcom's like, all right, we're not coming out with Resident Evil 8 because we're doing Resident Evil 2 remake and 3 remake and whatever.
We'll see some 14 stuff.
Yeah, because Shadowbringers, I think it's coming out in a few days or a few weeks or something. So we're going to see a lot of Final Fantasy 14 push.
Are we going to see any 15 push?
No, 15's dead. 15's on. They won't even talk about the books.
Story or whatever.
No, they're not even going to talk about the books and stuff. True. Like, that's an unfortunate reality.
So what are you guys hoping for from Square Enix?
I'm hoping for a Nintendo exclusive game. I'm hoping for a Switch game. Mm-hmm. Right? Like a cool RPG, right? Not Octopath Traveler, right? Something...
How dare you.
something a bit more modern, you know. I want them to take an RPG styled like Breath of the Wild hit run at the Switch.
I want more stuff like Octopath Traveler.
I'm expecting stuff like that to be on the Nintendo stage more often, but
Bravely Default.
Oh my god, yeah, you're right. Bravely Default.
Yeah,
I would not mind a Bravely Default on the Switch. That would be fantastic.
Exactly. So screw you, Air.
No. Okay. Whatever. What else are you guys hoping for?
I
want something. I want another IP, but I want a third-party IP as well.
Why are you forcing my hopes, man?
I doubt Square Enix is going to make a new IP.
Yeah.
I want...
Maybe like since Tomb Raider is done, but Crystal Dynamics lost half their team now.
Did they?
The head of Crystal Dynamics left the initiative.
Maybe not Deus Ex. Maybe they could make a new IP for Square. Yeah,
maybe. Deus Ex also bombed the last game. So,
oh my god! Do you remember how Square Enix got the rights to an Avengers game like years ago?
We
kept hearing stuff about it.
Yeah,
and we know it's not Ultimate Alliance or anything. Nope. So it's probably going to be an Avengers game.
No, we know it's. They're still working on it. Yes. This will be the best time to show us that.
Oh, and obviously Pokemon. There's going to be Pokemon stuff.
From Square Enix?
Oh, yeah, no.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, no. I don't know why I was thinking of
Wait, hold on. Back up.
Nintendo.
The Marvel thing, that was from Square Enix, right?
Marvel thing is Square Enix, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, because I was thinking Ultimate Alliance, and that was a Switch thing.
Yeah.
Right? Said Pokemon. I was like, wait, what? That's Square Enix? It was like... catching all the Final Fantasy characters.
gotta catch them all.
But yeah, I don't know what really to else to expect from Square.
Probably something Dragon Quest related, because did that Switch port come out yet?
Or did they show the
movie trailer? Yeah, the Switch port for Dragon Quest. That would be... Because like I was waiting for that to get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that's it. What are you hoping for, Gurks, for Square?
I don't really know even what to, like... I don't know. Like I'll be glad to see like
new IP all around, but like
I'll be glad to see something new, like a new game that they'll be working on for the next 10 years. Mm-hmm. That's how they usually do it. But like I'll be hoping for something new, but like I'm not going to expect something new.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I think that's it for Square.
Yeah. Yep.
What else?
Nintendo's going to be interesting. Nintendo, my biggest Pokemon.
Well, it's out of the way. Yeah, definitely, we're probably going to see Sword and Shield stuff.
It's all going to be Pokemon stuff.
Yeah, they keep doing the one focus. Yeah. So do you think they're just going to do the single focus E3 again this year?
I have no idea, but Pokemon is coming out this year, and they barely showed anything on it last year.
There are rumors that of the two new Switch versions, right? If you're going to release them before the next-gen consoles, now would be the best time to show that off and release them.
What,
new variants?
Sword and Shield?
No, the new
hardware variants.
Hardware.
Oh, the new hardware variants. Okay, Switch versions. Okay, I don't know why.
I don't know about that. I don't think I agree with that, but I...
Why not? Because they're finally able to compete against current gen consoles.
Well, but they're competing in a different way.
They didn't even announce the Switch at E3. They announced it in like November or something. Remember? The Switch was not reliant on the release of the Switch was not no, reliant that was, on E3 at
yeah, any but they point. Mentioned it at E3. Right? It's the thing is with these variants, because they have the light version. And then they have supposedly a pro version, right? Mm-hmm. We actually don't know because these are still rumors, right?
Well, light version is probably going to be announced first and released first before the pro version.
I want to appear.
They would they would do both at the same time.
I think the latest rumors were saying that they're going to release the light version first and then they're going to announce the pro version afterwards.
Okay, because it has to be done before the next gen systems, because they need those sales because people That's are true. Saving up for next gen systems, right?
That is true.
Right? If they announce it next year, it's too late.
That's true.
Do you know what I want?
What do you want?
I want one final appearance by Reggie.
That's not happening.
I don't think that's happening because he's gone.
I'd want that too. That's not happening.
He is.
If they do a Smash tournament and he shows up.
I just want him to introduce Joe Bowser, whatever his name is.
Doug Bowser?
Doug Bowser. I don't know why I said Joe Bowser.
Sounds really interesting. Did you see on Reggie's retirement, like his tweet, like, oh, thanks for all the gifts? And there was a portrait that one of the artists made with a bunch of IPs, and there were toys in front of it. But one of the toys was blocking the bottom left corner. And everybody assumed, oh, is that the new IP from this one studio? And that studio replied, yeah, it is. But that's why he put the toy in front of it. So there is going to be a new IP released soon. I can't remember who it's by.
Interesting.
We've gotten a lot of focus on single games. We had Smash. We had Zelda, right? Mm-hmm. And as good as those aren't E3 directs. You know, they're... Zelda Direct.
Yeah.
Smash Direct.
Like last year was a super Smash focus. Yeah, I'm expecting the same thing.
And it was great for the people who enjoy Smash. It wasn't so good for the people who didn't.
Yeah.
Right?
Because everybody here was watching it and everybody here liked Smash. But I remember you guys being like, oh my God, they're talking about the technical stuff about the dodges being more vulnerable during frames. I don't care. It's been 20 minutes. Talk about another game. Do you think they're going to do something similar for Pokemon? Because I think
Pokemon has a huge presence, especially with the movie now.
Pokemon is going to have a trailer for sure.
Mm-hmm. We're probably going to get more than a trailer, right?
Do you think we're going to get Metroid 4, Metroid Prime 4?
See, that's the thing. Mm-hmm. They have all these stuff waiting, right? Mm-hmm. We need to see more of it.
It might be too soon for Metroid Prime 4 because they did just switch developers. Like they did.
Yeah, it might be maybe a Star Fox game.
I wouldn't mind a Star Fox game on the Switch. F-Zero is always something that's always begged for but never listened to. What else? Probably something out of Platinum Games. They did announce Astral Chain. They announced Bayonetta last year. Bayonetta 3.
Well, yeah, we'll probably see some Bayonetta stuff.
Hopefully,
they have some stuff to show.
Yeah, they got. Don't concentrate on one.
But like, how
one
long
IP.
Is this direct?
Yeah,
45 minutes. Hopefully, an hour.
Yeah, I'm expecting their E3 ones are usually about 45 minutes short.
Yeah, so they have a lot to show in 45 minutes.
I just want there to be.
They do the Treehouse afterwards as well, where they show off more stuff.
Treehouse,
yeah, but okay. So, what do you want? Hopes and dreams.
Pokemon.
That's it. Come on, man. Pokemon. What?
Have you met him? Have you met him?
What? I need more from you. What's Pokemon?
Sword and Shield.
Okay.
No, damn it. We know that's coming.
I want this type of Pokemon. I want to see the legends on the covers. Mm-hmm. I want to see what the actual if there are any differences at all between Sword and Shield.
They're gonna.
I want to see if there are any differences. From Sword and Shield from other generations.
I want to see Pokemon Gun.
Yeah, that's the third one. Pokemon Sword Shield Gun.
Don't bring a Sword and Shield to a gunfight. No, but they're definitely going to show the legends.
Is there a gun Pokemon? Huh? Is there a gun Pokemon?
I don't think so.
There should be a gun Pokemon.
There is a legit Sword and Shield Pokemon.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's why I'm asking. Unless its third evolution is just a Sword and Shield and a gun.
Just holding a gun? What's the point of the Sword and Shield?
The Sword and Shield turns into the gun.
Yes.
But they're definitely going to show the legends following their formula. They're going to show the legends. They're going to show gameplay. Possibly the evolutions of the starters.
Yeah.
And they're definitely going to show gameplay.
Yeah.
And the world, more of the world.
A battle or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I want to see what makes the Switch version different from the 3DS version.
If they are going back to the gym variant or back to, or they're going to do the Kahuna bullshit again, we'll probably see that too. A lot of people want them to go back to the gyms.
I think a deleted tweet accidentally confirmed gym.
Yeah, it was Coliseum, right?
They said Coliseum.
Something called Coliseum or something like that. They showed something
called
Coliseum.
Those were gym fights.
Yeah, they're basically gym fights. And they're called something else too. Gym champions or gym...
No, they use the Japanese translation name for it, like gym masters or something
gym
like that.
Yeah, better than gym leader.
But yeah, I don't know. Gym leader makes... It just feels like it
makes
more sense.
It's just
but because we grew up with it. Yeah,
right?
Old Pokemon? OG Pokemon?
OG Pokemon are definitely going to be in this game.
Honest? Wait, oh yeah, they already showed
They always Pokemon. Have old Pokemons in new games. Right?
Yeah. I was kind of hoping
have
for...
variants, like Alolan versions. That was very popular with Alola.
Was that it Black and White cool. that had no OG Pokemon at all?
Black and White had very little OG Pokemon.
Okay, I would prefer that.
Had a lot more.
I would prefer very little OG Pokemon or very little
people want OG Pokemon.
I know, but it's not what I want. It's my hopes and dreams,
Pokemon
man.
Bank compatibility?
Freaking thank you, yes.
Pokemon Bank, and we might see something Let's Go-esque about Sword and Shield.
We know they're working on another mobile thing. Their partnership with, what is it, Nine Night? What is it?
DNA.
DNA, right?
Nine Night.
I don't know why I said Nine Night. They're working on another IP.
Well, they did just release another Pokemon mobile game, which is just...
Oh, if they do like...
It's just Eevee tackling a bunch of... Diglets, and that's it.
If they do like a new mystery dungeon, it's been a while since we got something like that.
Yeah, or what Pokemon DX? What are those GameCube?
Do you also remember that crossover game with the Shogun game or whatever? The Pokemon.
Yeah, wasn't that Japanese or Japan exclusive?
No, it was here too. I think it was. I think I played it.
Yeah, Oda Nobunaga had a freaking Charmander.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Something.
There was rumors that they're working on a new Zelda game.
Remember how they released or they announced this the remake for Link's Awakening, the chibi looking one?
Mm-hmm.
There are also rumors that there's an Ocarina of Time remake, like full remake, I don't think that's true because there's already the 3DS version. It might be a port of the 3DS version, maybe, but they're not going to remake Ocarina of Time.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind if.
We might get a Breath of the Wild sequel.
Possibly. I think it might be a bit too soon for that. But
Zelda announcements are usually always so spaced apart from massive new games, so it's going to be a while.
What else?
But I feel like they had these, like, they're doing these short windows, right, where they need to get out these games and stuff before next gen comes around, right? Because next gen is massive difference. Right, then these third-party developers are going to be like, "Yo, listen, this is taking time away from us to make games for you. This is again the Wii U situation, right? We're not doing this."
Actually, yeah, it's closer to the Wii situation where, like, yeah, it was in the same space as the PS3 and 360, but it was so underpowered that it didn't get a lot of its things, and that's why the Wii had such a strong beginning, but it didn't have as strong of a performance throughout its lifespan.
To get these games out, that would be a good time to get it out, and then. Rather than trying to be ahead of the pack, right? They'll always play keep up, so we might get more hardware revisions over time, right? But then for those more hardware revisions, we're gonna need more games, right? So now that we got a Zelda every like 4 or 5 years or whatever, now it might come closer together. So I don't know. We'll see. Hopes and dreams, guys. What are you guys hoping?
Do you think there could be a chance of a new Xenoblade?
I don't particularly care for him, but it's possible.
Is that a hope? Is that a dream?
I don't really care for it either, but it's just interesting.
Okay, great. All right, guys. You guys are losing me here. Come on.
Hey, I was already talking about my hopes and dreams. For Pokemon, I want there to be something that says it's worthy of a Switch upgrade. I don't want it just to be a 3DS.
Pokemon has to be massive because this is the chance for them to get a whole new generation
guys,
of
they
kids
have other
involved.
Stuff than Pokemon.
I already said Bayonetta 3, Astral Chain, anything from Platinum Games
would
be cool.
We know Bayonetta's coming.
Yeah, but I want to see it.
Okay.
I want Metroid would be new, cool. F-Zero would be cool.
I want some new Switch.
New IP?
RPG games. Like,
yeah.
Yes.
Because DS and 3DS were reasons why I loved those so much, because they had so many exclusive RPG games on there that I like could just sink so much time into.
Bravely Default would be great.
Yeah, a new Bravely Default, or like any of that, like a new like Suikoden, like that game, like that one was yeah. on DS. That game was awesome.
I want more of a focus. Like remember how 3DS had all these games and they were more focused on okay, let's do these portable mm-hmm. games, right? I want more of a focus on that. Yeah. I want developers to realize that Nintendo Switch is not just a front mainline console. Mm-hmm. It's also the 3DS.
Yeah, what like if we need these small.
Let's get these. I want a lot of exclusives.
Yeah. What if, and hear me out, this E3, you know how they always focus on one game? It's going to be Animal Crossing.
Believe.
Why are you here? Why do you... We are sorry to all the listeners.
But no, but what if they did that?
A new Animal Crossing game, is, I feel like, would be good.
It would be good because there's a lot of people that love Animal Crossing.
But just focusing on Animal Crossing? No.
Yeah. I know, exactly. But what if they did that?
Okay.
What if they only talked about Isabelle?
I know Sony's not making a conference, mm-hmm. right? What do you guys hope and dream for Sony? PlayStation.
Well, I'm saying they're going to have a state of play is a hope and dream within itself.
Okay.
But if they are going to do one, I hope it's the upwards trends out there. Their first one sucked because none of us have VR, so we think it sucked. Second one was a vast improvement, mostly because of Final Fantasy VII. And what did it start with? There was something at the beginning that was not bad. I want it to be like worthy of Nintendo Directs.
Yeah, I want a more Nintendo Direct-esque.
Maybe you combine those two words. Yeah, Direct is fine. Just go with it.
conference or like state of play or whatever they want to call it, right? Get Sean Layden out there. Start mm-hmm. showing some games, right? Let's do... The state of plays are fine for these in-between stuff, right? You don't always have to do a Nintendo Direct, right?
Something about state of play, yeah. Something about state of play feels more corporate than Nintendo's Direct.
Definitely,
you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anything that they can do to make it feel more lively, because they have the announcer being, "Hey, next is a game from here," but it doesn't have the same appeal as Nintendo Directs, you know. If they can improve on that, fantastic. And I want state of plays to improve to the point where I don't mind if Sony says no more conferences, we're just going to do state of plays like Nintendo. Because when Nintendo first did that, I was devastated. And then when their second E3, where they did the direct only, I was like, you know what, I'm fine with this. This is actually kind of better. Because they can pre-record something, they can prepare something that's, you know, produced well and scripted well and everything, and actually 100% fun. Otherwise, they'll just do a retake or like they'll do it again. Then, cool.
Yeah, I want something. Well, obviously, we're not going to get new IPs, but mm-hmm. they have IPs that they can show still. Like,
Ghost of Tsushima.
They have stuff.
They have stuff in the backlog that they can show off.
Yeah. So I want to see Death Stranding.
Yes.
Yeah, hopes and dreams right there. Death Stranding.
Death Stranding. There are rumors that Kojima's working on a trailer for Death Stranding.
And like two weeks.
No, but there was a tweeted out picture or something.
Do you know the woman who did like a bunch of the Metal Gear music, like the Snake Eater music? She did the music for Metal Gear Solid 5 and stuff like that. She was in a recording booth. She tweeted that she was in a recording booth like a month ago or something for something, but we don't know what. Of course, Kojima would obviously call her back for another song for Death Stranding, right? Why wouldn't he?
For like overall of E3, what I'm really hoping for, or like what I'm hoping for as well, is a new third party type of game that has a big enough impact as much as Cyberpunk did last year. Something new that's massive that just like shocks everyone.
I'm waiting for the Final Fantasy VII remake moment. Mm-hmm. Like that's for me, and also I'm hoping for decent E3 deals. Because last year was scarce. Last year was scarce and far in between.
We had Amazon, but Amazon doubled back down on that now.
Ooh, well, so did Walmart for a lot of them.
Best Buy
and GameSpy probably.
I feel like gone are the days of E3 deals.
It was nice while it lasted.
Yes. Best Buy is still going to have them.
Yeah. Possibly.
So E3, guys, is coming up in a little under 2 weeks from June this 9th. Point of recording. So June 9th, right? We will be getting more leaks and stuff till then, and then even after, there'll be more stuff coming out, right? A lot of studios like to drop stuff right before E3 because they know they're not big enough to get shown off at E3, right? So 9, 10, 11, basically the whole week, there's going to be stuff.
So if we haven't mentioned anything. We didn't record it yet, so it's not our fault.
Yeah, so do tune in to us. Tune in to E3.
Do tune in to us.
And
I think that's going to end it off. That's our hopes and dreams for E3 for 2019. And so Air, where can you find them? Where can you find us?
You can find them on any E3 link you get to. But for us, you can go to dayoneupdatecast@gmail.com. That's dayoneupdatecast@gmail.com. Or drop us a line on Instagram and Twitter at dayoneupdates with an S.
Yeah. All right, it's time to get hype, guys. E3 is around the corner. Let's do this. Peace out.